My name's T.W. Davis. I'm the lead pastor here, and I am so excited that you are here to join us for Christmas. I love Christmas. I love the Christmas season, the songs, the joy, the hot chocolate. I love the traditions, the family time, the excitement, and of course, the presents. And in the church, when we're preparing for Christmas, we're calling it the Advent season. And Cheryl, if you'd do me a favor and turn the lights up here. Thank you so much. Advent means anticipation, right? We're anticipating that something is coming. We are preparing for something. And when we celebrate Advent, it's because it's the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Christmas. It's such a great event that we should be telling everyone about it. The real reason Christmas exists. And for this year's Advent season, we've been looking at the women in Jesus' genealogy. His genealogy is listed in Matthew chapter 1. In the old version, it was all those begats that you probably just skipped over at the very beginning. You know what I'm talking about. And among that list of people, we have superstars of the faith like Abraham and Jacob and David and Josiah. And we have some people that give us pause as to why they're included. Generally, women are not included in the genealogy, in a genealogy at all. But Jesus has five women in his genealogy. First, there's Tamar. Tamar was she was inside the religious group of people. But she was used and mistreated and condemned. And she was a shining star, a shining example of how Jesus came for everyone. He came for those who tried to do the right thing, but maybe the religious institutions or the religious people have caused some hurt. Some have done them wrong. Jesus came for them. Jesus came for everyone. Go tell it. Next, we have Rahab, a woman who was not part of the religious system. She wasn't a Hebrew, but despite her reputation, she feared God. And she wanted to be right with God. Jesus came for everyone. And Rahab represents those who don't look like the stereotypical churchgoer. People who don't look or act or smell or have the same pet sins that we do. Jesus came for everyone. Go tell it. Next, we've got Ruth, who's a foreigner widow who was entitled to help from God's people, but she was neglected. And she stood up for herself. She stood up for her widowed mother-in-law, who was also neglected. And she found a redeemer who would take her in, make sure she was cared for, just like Jesus came as our redeemer to take care of all of us. Jesus came for everyone. Ruth represents orphans and widows and the poor who don't have the ability to take care of themselves, the marginalized, who Christians are supposed to take care of. Jesus came for everyone. Go tell it. Then we've got Bathsheba, a woman who was taken advantage of, who was widowed, who had to survive in people in power using her as a pawn. Jesus came for everyone. She represents those who are broken in society, people who have had a hard go at life and just need to experience the peace that comes with life in Christ. Jesus came for the broken. Jesus came for everyone. Go tell it. In our Advent series, we said that Jesus came for everyone, if you didn't catch that part. He came for those with church hurt. He came for the outsider. He came for the marginalized. He came for the broken. Jesus came for everyone. And I told you that we started with five women in Jesus' genealogy. We've said four: Tamar, Ruth, Rahab, and Bathsheba. But there's probably a fifth one who you're a lot more familiar with.
In those days, a decree came down from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So they all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph came up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, it came time for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Luke 2, 1 through 7.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Then mourns in lowly exile here, until the Son of God appears. Oh, come thou day, spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight.
Rejoice!
And rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations bind in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid now our sad division cease, and be thyself our King of peace. And rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Shall come to thee, O Israel, and rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O sing. Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest and adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. May in time behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Hail the emblem, Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings. Risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King.
Introduce you guys to my friend Sierra. Sierra's gonna come up, and if you are a child in elementary age or maybe even older, that's totally fine too. Would you guys gather up if you want to just around Sierra? And Sierra's gonna read us the Christmas story together. If you don't want to come forward, that's totally fine. You can stay in your seats. The pictures will be on the screen. So
you know this one?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Glad you guys are here. So I can show you the pictures here, but the pictures will also be on the screen behind you. Okay? So this is called the stable where Jesus was born. Okay? This is the stable where Jesus was born. This is the cow in the sweet-smelling hay, the cat and her kittens, and three mice at play that lived in the stable where Jesus was born. This is the mother, Mary by name, the mother of Jesus she became, who sat near the cow in the sweet-smelling hay. This is the father, Joseph, so tall, who cared for the baby and animals all, but mostly the mother, Mary by name. These are the shepherds who came in the night, who left flocks of sheep in their hurry and flight, and wished well the father, Joseph, so tall. This is the angel who said, "Fear not," who spoke of a birth in a glorious spot, and sent fast the shepherds who came in the night. This is the town called Bethlehem, where families gathered and filled every inn, beheld by the angel who said, "Fear not." This is the earth all round and bright that glimmered with hope that first Christmas night at news from a town called Bethlehem. This is the baby in swaddling clothes, the small, precious baby, the one whom God chose to come to the earth all round and bright that glimmered with hope that first Christmas night. At news from a town called Bethlehem, where families gathered and filled every inn. Beheld by the angel who said, "Fear not," and spoke of a birth in a glorious spot, and sent fast the shepherds who came in the night, who left flocks of sheep in their hurry and flight, and wished well the father, Joseph, so tall, who cared for the baby and animals all, but mostly the mother, Mary by name, the mother of Jesus she became, who sat near the cow in the sweet-smelling hay, the cat and her kittens and three mice at play, that lived in the stable where Jesus was born. Good job, guys. Thanks for coming up.
Who lay in a manger, no crib for a bed? The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright around. Holy infant, so tender and not sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds clear at the sight, the glory straight from heaven afar, heavenly host they sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure. Radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Go ahead and be seated, please. I know it's a surprise for some of you. Yes, I do own a long sleeve shirt. As you can see, I'm super excited about it because it is rolled up. But I don't know if you caught. I said we were missing one, and some of you maybe are slow on the uptake. So we're missing the one woman in Jesus' genealogy, and it was Mary, Jesus' mom. So if you didn't catch that, that's where we're at. All right? And the thing is, none of these women at first glance should be in Jesus' genealogy. I want to talk about a hypothetical person, all right? Let's call him Dave. All right, Dave was raised in a strong Christian home. And when sharing his testimony with people, sometimes he refers to himself as a lifer because he grew up in church and he made the decision to trust God when he was 8 years old. making him a lifer. His family was always in church. His parents were always involved in different ministries and in different leadership positions. They went on mission trips. They were involved in children's ministry. And the youth ministry at his church was very strong. He needed that ministry in his life when he went to local public high school, and the group was active, and they spent countless hours hanging out and fellowshipping with fellow Christians. And as Dave and his friends neared graduation, life started to get serious. The future comes after high school, right? He saw it approaching, and when he graduated, he had no idea what he wanted to do with his life. He attended college for a year and a half with no real vision, no decision. He had no idea what God's plan was for his life. For some of you, as we got further into that story, it sounded a lot less hypothetical. Do you know someone like this? Part of growing up is figuring things out. And there are those of us who still don't have everything figured out. And in Luke's gospel, we find a powerful discussion between two people, Mary and Gabriel. And at a precise moment in time, God sends Gabriel to an unpopular city in Nazareth to a young girl who's probably 12 or 14 years old, and her name is Mary. And Mary's recognized as a virgin. And this small detail that Luke brings up can be overlooked, but it's important. Isaiah tells us that when the Messiah comes to earth, he'll be born of a virgin. And Paul tells us in Galatians that God sent his son at a precise time, born to a virgin. And this little detail, is the topic of most of the conversation between Mary and Gabriel. We learn from the text that Mary is betrothed to Joseph, and in the Jewish custom, this means that they're legally married, but they haven't had a marriage ceremony. They haven't consummated the marriage. The betrothal period lasts about a year. And the point of this year is to test the fidelity of the couple. And Gabriel shows up when Mary's relative Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. I want you to take a step back for a second. As believers in Christ, how often do we want to know what God's plan is for our lives? We pray about it, and we study God's word to figure it out, and sometimes we're left confused and without answers. I do not think that Mary prayed to bring the Messiah into this world. I don't think she asked to do that. Gabriel showed up in her life on God's command and identified himself and is about to address her in a way that's completely astounding with a plan that seems virtually impossible. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a woman whose name was Joseph. To a man whose name was Joseph. It's not that. Nah. Bite my tongue. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and she tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be called holy, this Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. When God's plan is revealed in our lives, we may think it's an impossibility. But when God's will is made clear and we obey, nothing is impossible. As the divine plan is set in motion, the specifics of that plan are communicated and explained. And in a humble town of Nazareth, Gabriel appears to Mary and says, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." How's that for an introduction? The greeting itself is so powerful that Mary is greatly troubled. You ever talked to a teenage girl before? Always troubled. She's confused and she's perplexed at this address. And Gabriel continues by calming her fears and telling her, "You have found favor with God." And there is nothing to do with Mary's life that warrants God's favor. Mary is not a perfect human being. She's simply the recipient of God's grace. That's how salvation works. By God's grace, faith is possible, and God makes a way for fallen people ravaged by sin to have a personal and intimate relationship with Him through the child that Mary brings. Stop and ponder a moment God's amazing grace in your life. Gabriel shares the details of God's plan, that she's going to conceive and bring forth a son. And Gabriel's providing her with what I like to call the angelic ultrasound. He gives Mary specifics that you get at the doctor's office. It's going to be a boy. And if Mary wasn't sitting down prior to Gabriel coming, she is now. Still uncertain about how it's going to happen, she asks Gabriel, "How is this even possible?" Gabriel explains how it's going to happen. The Holy Spirit is going to come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you, and the child will be born and called Holy, the Son of God. And this clarifying statement sets Jesus Christ apart from any human being ever born. He was a divine conception, not a human conception. And while Jesus will be born just like every other human is born, he's going to live in perfection. He's going to live in perfection as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. For this series, we've been talking about the women in Jesus' genealogy. So how's this for an interesting twist? Jesus comes from a line of people, some are outstanding exemplars of faith. And some are struggle bus riders that finally, when he's born, he's born to an unwed teenage virgin in a dirty, smelly stable where animals are eating and doing their business. My son's laughing. This is how the King of Kings enters the world. Jesus came for everyone, regardless of your circumstances. But my question to you is, how often do you sit around and wait on Jesus to show up? As believers, we consider the times the times that God did show up. Honestly, it's usually because we only see it afterwards. We fail to see it when it's happening because he doesn't come with a dramatic revelation. Or we fail to obey because it appeared like an impossibility. God's will is not always discovered in dramatic invitation, but through simple obedience. And as we obey the Lord and we live transformed lives, we're going to be able to discern the will of God. As we've seen in Mary's story, the invitation comes from one who stands in the presence of God. And we all wish God would do that today, right? Have an angel pop up at your house and say, this is what you're supposed to do. This is God's direction. And I would not act like Mary and go, yes, sir. But God may be showing you what he wants you to do already. He may be showing you already, but in your mind, you believe that task is impossible. And so you continue looking. Perhaps that impossible task that you sense that you need to do, maybe you're the divine invitation from the Lord for someone else. Maybe you're partnering with his will to help someone else. What if you're the one to present the invitation? What if you're the one who's in God's presence right now, who's asked to go tell someone else? As a Christian, you have the light of the Lord inside of you. And you are asked to share that light. Shine that light in the world around you. Don't cover it up. So who do you need to tell about Jesus? Who do you need to go and tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere that Jesus Christ is born? We lit the Advent wreath before we started, and the four candles represent love, hope, joy, and peace. And the center candle that we haven't lit yet is the Christ candle. And it represents how important Christ is. We anticipate Christ's birthday. We also anticipate his second coming, his return. So on this Christmas Eve, I want to sing about the birth of Jesus, and I want us to let our light shine. So as we light the Christ candle, I want you to be careful when you're lighting yours. There are people in front of you. Do not light them on fire. But if I asked you to come help light these candles, if you would come and light your candle with the Christ flame. And just like how we tell people about Christ, let this flame spread.